Minding My Own Business. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, Minding My Own Business. It's very interesting how we have a tendency to stick our noses in other people's business, how we have a tendency to think that what other people need to do is what we have to tell them what to do. And every time we do that, we get our nose out of joint. We get our nose in whack. We spoke the other day about the red nose, the nose of the clown. Well, the clown is always looking for happiness. The clown is always looking for something of a joyful nature. And if a clown sees sadness, the clown says, "Oh, what a wonderful day. How happy it is today." Whereas when we stick our nose in other people's business, we say, "Oh, what a sad day. It's too bad things aren't working out. And, you know, if you would do things this way and do things that way, marvelous things could take place." Now, a clown doesn't do that. A clown says, "What a wonderful day. Everything is going so fantastic. The sun is shining." And the clown does not stick their nose in anybody's business, although you might say, the clown is sticking their nose in their business by saying it's a nice day when they don't feel it's a nice day. And of course, that would be a true fact. The clown is indeed doing that when the clown is saying to the other person that it is a nice day or it is a great day or it is something like that, when truly that is not the case at all. That is not what they're interested in. That's not what they're working on. That's not what they're doing. It's just a very, very crummy day, the person thinks. But a clown is not interested in the other person's day. The clown doesn't go up to the other person and say, "Oh, you're so wonderful." The clown goes up and say, "Oh, it's so wonderful. It's a wonderful day. What a wonderful smile. Oh, how everybody is so happy." And you see, in that way, you are not sticking your nose in somebody else's business. You're merely creating the world around you the way you should be creating the world around you. Now, when you see war on earth and you stick your nose in there and you say, "Oh, they should do this and they should do that and they should do the other thing," you're sticking your nose in somebody else's business. When you say that you are the creator of your world and that in your world is peace and harmony and love and joy, "There now is peace on earth, and it began with me," you're not sticking your nose in someone else's business telling them how they're supposed to have peace on earth or how they're supposed to have harmony in their life and affairs and how they're supposed to be more joyful and cooperative with the rest of the world and not such a pain in the neck, you know. So, when we stick our nose in other people's business, we're forgetting the primary requisite of being a divine being. A divine being is only interested in creating its own world and everything in its world however it chooses to create it. Now, the divine being may be creating something that appears difficult at the moment, but if you have a chance to look at it, if you have a chance to be aware of it, you realize that it's really not so difficult. It's just something that is being done, something that's being worked on, something that's being accomplished. All is in divine order. Minding my own business. If I see something that needs to be minded in another person's business, you can be sure that it's something in my own consciousness that needs to be taken care of and that I should be working on that right this minute. If I see anything in the outer world that is not harmonious with what I think it should be, then I first clean up my own inner thinking and put my own thoughts to right. We have a statement for this in our practitioner program. And Jesus had a statement for it too. Jesus said, "Physician, heal thyself." We say, "Practitioner, put your own house in order so that everything that you see out of your beautiful, magnificent, fantastic whole eyes is what the world is around you. You do not see anything needing healing. You do not see anything needing changing. You do not see anything needing to be made different. You got your nose out of other people's business so beautifully. A practitioner never has their nose in somebody else's business." You say, "Well, people call a practitioner for counseling and for spiritual help and for healing." That's right. We call the practitioner because they want the practitioner's pure consciousness. They want the practitioner's pure mind. They want the practitioner's wholeness attitude about the whole world. The practitioner does not see illness, does not see unhappiness, does not see need in any way. If the practitioner sees it, then the practitioner's got a problem. Now, this is who we are. Keep your nose out of other people's business. I keep my nose out of other people's business. I don't tell you to keep your nose out of other people's business. I always speak in the first person, present tense, positive. I keep my nose out of other people's business, and my world is fabulous. Everybody in my world is marvelous and fulfilled and revealed and fantastic in every glorious way. But we can talk up a storm about being a practitioner. We can talk up a storm about doing this. And as we talk up a storm about doing this, we are sometimes putting our nose in somebody else's business. Well, let's take our nose out of everybody else's business. Let's take our nose right out of the world around us and start looking at the beautiful things that we are, the beautiful things that we know, the beautiful things that exist and that are important for us. That's what's really important. Are you ready for that? I'm ready for that. I'm ready to be myself and have fun. I'm ready to know everything is fantastic. Everything is joyous, and everything is good, because I mind my own business. And my own business is pretty, pretty wonderful. Now, you all have a lovely day, because it is a lovely day, and I know it's a lovely day because I'm a practitioner and I created it that way. So join me in your creation, too. I love you. I love you. I love you.